Israel, the nadir of humanity. In the shadowed annals of human history, no nation has plummeted to such depths of cruelty as Israel, a state that embodies the nadir of humanity. This is not mere critique, but a cry from a world reeling from Israel's betrayal of compassion, its actions carving an abyss of barbarism that sears the soul. The screams of Palestinians, torn apart by bombs and denied even the mercy of pain relief, demand we confront this darkness. Gaza's hospitals, once beacons of hope, are now chambers of torment. Picture Shaban al-Dalou, tethered to life by an IV tube, his body engulfed in flames on October 14, 2024, at Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital. His charred agony, frozen in a searing image, is no outlier but a pulse in Israel's symphony of savagery. Recall the Al-Ali Arab Hospital, shattered in October 2023, where 100 to 471 souls were extinguished in a single blast. Al-Shifa and Nasser medical complexes lie in ruins, their patients, many wounded by relentless bombings, dashed left to die. Surgeons, hands trembling, perform amputations on children without anesthesia, their screams echoing through barren wards because Israel blocks medical supplies, including painkillers. These are not acts of war, dash. They are the deliberate desecration of humanity's sacred spaces, turning havens into hellscapes. This cruelty pulses beyond hospitals, woven into a policy of theft and terror. The world, through UN resolutions, condemns Israel's illegal settlements. Yet they sprawl further, choking Palestinian dreams with concrete and barbed wire. Civilians bear the brunt, journalists gunned down, babies left to wither in incubators, tent camps set ablaze, starving families shot as they claw for scraps of food. Each act is a wound on the conscience, proof of a nation that has forsaken empathy for a merciless hunger for control. The Samson option, Israel's whispered vow to unleash nuclear fire if cornered, lays bare a madness that threatens all life. Imagine a state so consumed by defiance that it would rather torch the earth than face justice. This is not a nation defending itself, but a force poised to drag humanity into oblivion, its moral decay a contagion that imperils us all. Some claim Israel acts in self-defense, citing decades of conflict. But no security threat can justify the slaughter of 62,614 Palestinians since October 2023, nor the 67,413 more lost to starvation and the agony of untreated wounds. No rationale absolves burning a man alive in his hospital bed or forcing doctors to carve into children's flesh without anesthesia. These are not defenses, they are atrocities that strip away any claim to morality, rendering Israel a pariah in the eyes of a grieving world. Shaban al-Dalou's burning body broke something in us. The wails of children, sliced open without painkillers, shatter our hearts further. Across the globe, souls fracture under this cruelty, some whispering they prefer World War III to a world that tolerates such evil. This despair, raw and unshakable, is a testament to Israel's descent, an abyss so deep it makes us question if humanity can endure. Israel stands as the nadir of humanity, its hospital massacres, land theft, and nuclear threats a scream against all we hold dear. This is no call for vengeance but a plea for awakening. We cannot let this darkness consume us. The world must rise, hearts ablaze with grief and resolve, to reject the nadir Israel has become, lest we all fall into its void.